It was not the droppings, but the Nobel Prize-winning discovery of the cosmic microwave background radiation, the oldest light in the universe. As such, it became a vital component of cosmology, the science of understanding the universe. It was emitted just 380,000 years after the universe was supposed to have come into being, during the mysterious event that astronomers have dubbed the Big Bang. As an archaeologist digs down through older and older layers of the Earth to see the pattern of evolution, so astronomers look further and further away. The further they set their gaze, the longer it has taken light to cross that distance, and so the older the celestial objects they see. As we shall see in Chapter 4, light travels quickly but not with infinite speed. In a single year, unhindered, it can cross 9.5 thousand billion kilometers, and this is the distance that astronomers call a light year. If something were one light year away, its light would have taken a year to reach us, and so we would be seeing it as it appeared 1 year ago when it emitted the light. There would be no way to know what it looks like now. It's like receiving a letter that has been lost in the post and wondering if its message is still current. The upside is that it allows astronomers to study the changes